Making love with his team. All righty, we are back with the second half of T-Jack Action. What's happening, Rob?
Thanks, Virgil. Rob Lanham here with you at Lumen Christi High School in South Anchorage for this battle tonight between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Lumen Christi Archangels. Second half action beginning to get underway here, and the T-Jacks will have the ball out of bounds far side. T-Jacks lead 27-13 halfway through this one. Johnny inbounds to Cody, gets the ball over to Mark Newton on the left wing, dribbles top side down to Jordan Hamilton on the left wing. He takes a 15-footer off the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Matt Ritter. Lumen Christi bringing the ball up. Pat Moran gets it over to Backick. Backick back over to Moran. Right wing. He took steps and that's called. All right. Traveling violation there on Lumen Christi. And the ball goes back to the T-Jacks. 7:39 to play here in the third quarter. T-Jacks with a 27-13 lead. And the ball is knocked out of bounds off of Johnny Samuelson. And it'll go back to Lumen Christi. Just got a hot pretzel with some cheese here. Have a little snack during this game. Maybe the action will pick up, and we'll have to eat it cold after the game. And here the ball is lost now by Teal. He goes to the ground. It's picked up there by Johnny Samuelson, who's gets a body block from behind from Pat Moran. He'll be called for a second foul. It'll be T-Jack's ball out of bounds just to our left, right in front of the Lumen Christi bench. Second half starting much like the first did. Kind of sluggish, no scoring right out of the gate. Johnny inbounds the ball to Cody. Cody told me at halftime, he's looked at me and said, it's got to be the shoes. Mark inbounds to Jordan, who hits Johnny on the back door cut. Johnny with the reverse layup, and he has 8 points now, and King Cove leads 29-13. Backick with the ball to Teal on the right wing, reverses dribble. Johnny Samuelson tips it away. Teal gets it back. He's on all fours, passes the ball out of bounds off of Johnny Samuelson, about 4 feet in front of us here. It'll be Lumen Christi ball. Teal to take the ball out. He inbounds to Pat Moran in the corner. Thinks about a three, changes his mind. Out to Teal for an open three, and then he lobs it into Turgulewski. Turnaround shot, no good. Jordan Hamilton with the rebound. Turgulewski looks surprised to get that pass, but he was open and couldn't do anything with it. And now Johnny Samuelson drives the lane. And what do we have? I think we had foul there on Justin Teal. Johnny Samuelson slow to get up down at the far end, holding his left leg there. Looks like his left thigh. Might have taken a knee to the thigh, I think. He jogs off, replaced by Christensen. Christian back in the game. Christian, the leading T-Jack scorer at the half with 8 points. Johnny has since matched that. Now we have another sub as Matt Freeman comes in the game, replacing Justin Teal for Lumen Christi. T-Jacks inbound the ball. Christensen with it to Hamilton. Hamilton looking for help. Lobs it out for Mark Newton. Mark with the ball back to Cody Mack. Fakes the two. Gets it back to Mark. His pass knocked free by Barton. Recovered by Avery Samuelson. Avery with the deep two. No good off the back of the rim. Rebounded there by Lumen Christi. They bring the ball across the timeline. Back it with it. Fakes the pass to Freeman. Gets it down and nice pass inside for Matt Ritter, and he finishes it off. He has 3 points in the game. It's 29-15, T-Jacks. Saw Randall Newman here earlier. He asked me to give a shout-out to Dustin Wilson listening to the game in King Salmon. Here's a long shot from the left wing by Avery Samuelson. No good on the three attempt. Rebounded by Cody Mack. Gets it to Jordan Hamilton. Back to Mark Newton at the top. On the right side to Cody. Takes a jump shot. Good. Maybe it is the shoes as Cody knocks down a two. He has 8 points in the game. T-Jacks 31, Lumen Christi 15. 5:45 to play third quarter. Matt Freeman with the ball down to Barton. His pass intercepted, tipped away by Christensen, taken there by Jordan Hamilton in front of us. Gets it to Christian. Bounce pass up to Avery. Avery drives the lane, goes up and under, no good. And the ball is rebounded there by Backick. He brings it across the line, driving all the way. Goes right into Jordan Hamilton, and they're calling Jordan with the block. Jordan got his position there somewhere around 2004, but that wasn't early enough, and he draws the blocking foul. Second foul on Jordan, first team foul this half. Johnny Samuelson enters the game replacing Mark Newton. Good to see Johnny back on the floor. The ball be inbound by Lumen Christi. Backick underneath. Pass deflected by Avery Samuelson and out of bounds. Lumen Christie ball far side. And inbound there by Backick to Pat Moran. Moran dribbling the top. Throws it on this side to Matt Freeman, who inbounds it or puts it in the lane to Turgulewski, and he goes up over Hamilton. Good, and he has 6 points. Johnny takes it back quickly down to Christensen. His shot is no good from the left side. Christensen having a good game tonight with 8 points, but he missed that one. And Lumen Christie brings the ball up quickly, trailing King Cove 31-17. Here's a lob in for Turgulewski, deflected by Hamilton, intercepted by Christensen. And Matt Freeman hits in with a nice open field tackle at half court. Christian goes to the floor and draws the foul on Freeman. His first, team's third already here in the second half. 4:53 to play third quarter. This one's starting to resemble a National Football League contest. Cody takes the inbounds pass, kicks it over to Christian. He hits Johnny down in the left corner. Johnny dribbling, hits Cody up on the left wing. His shot bounces around and in. Hit the front of the rim off the glass and drop through. Cody now the leading scorer for the T-Jacks with 10. And there'll be a timeout on the play by Coach Marlon Funes for Lumen Christie with 4:38 to go third quarter. T-Jacks holding a 33-17 lead. Just saw Christina Wilson with Chas and Sydney up in the stands. Chastity and Dental School seems to be doing well. It's good to see them here at the game tonight. A lot of folks showing their support for these King Cove basketball teams. All right, there's the second horn from the timeout. Both teams retaking the floor. On the floor for the T-Jacks, Jordan Hamilton, Mark Newton, Christian Christensen, Cody Mack, and Johnny Samuelson. And Lumen Christie has no one back inbound the ball. Nearly got a 5 second call as the ball laid on the out of bounds line there in the backcourt. Moran double teamed. His pass intercepted by Christensen. 3-on-2 break for the T-Jacks. Over to Johnny Samuelson. He lost it. And it's taken away by Lumen Christie. Now it's tied up on good hustle by Christensen. It's going to come back to Lumen Christie, but Christian did a good job there to get the possession arrow pointed back our way. 4:20 to play. 33-17 T-Jacks. Ritter takes the cross-court pass from Moran to Backick. Gets it inside to Ritter, who falls down. There's a push on Jordan Hamilton. That's his third. Jordan didn't like the call, but he usually doesn't. Inbounds pass from Backick to Matt Freeman right in front of us. Double team by Samuelson and Kristen. Johnny takes it away. Goes off the fast break. He's all alone for the right hand. Reverse, and he misses it. No good. Tapped out of bounds by Cody Mack on the follow to Lumen Christie. Johnny only with 8 points in the game, averaging nearly 40 during this trip. Was held to 27 last night as Cody Mack counted 22 for the T-Jacks, but tonight he only has 8. Here's a pass inside for Turgulewski. His shot no good. Rebounded by Backett. Kicks the side of the backboard. Mark Newton with the ball. Gets it away to Cody Mack. 3-on-1 break for the T-Jacks. Cody lays it up and in. Cody with 12 points now to lead all scorers. And the T-Jacks 35 now. Lumen Christie 17. Cody Mack goes to the floor but hops back up as the ball is brought across into the front court by Backick. He gives a nice dish to Matt Ritter, but he traveled, and that's going to be the call. Could have just gone up for a little six-footer there over Jordan Hamilton, but tried to go around him and took a few steps in the process. Justin Teal back in for Matt Freeman for Lumen Christie. 3:28 to play, third quarter. King Cove T-Jacks seeking their 10th straight win to open the season, leading Lumen Christie 35-17. Mark Newton gives the ball on the left wing to Johnny Samuelson. Down to Mark in the corner. Nice dish inside for Jordan Hamilton, and his shot is no good because he got the hammer there. And Jordan's going to step to the line for two free ones here in just a moment. I think that foul was on Ted Strugulewski, who's gotten the better of Hamilton a couple of times. Strugulewski had several block shots in the first half. The T-Jacks seem to be figuring out his defensive stance a little and making some good passes around him. Jordan sets at the line, no dribbles, puts it up, but rolls around several times and drops through. So Jordan with just his third point of the contest, and he'll have one more. 3:15 to go here in the third quarter. Second shot is up. No good off the right side of the rim. Bounces left. Chased down in the corner by Ritter. Gives it to Moran. 36-17 T-Jacks. Pass up to Backick on the left wing. He dribbles there. Cross court to intended for Teal, but Moran stepped in front and took it. Gets it to Turgulewski in the lane. Goes up over Hamilton. Shot no good. Rebound alertly picked up there by Backick. He goes in for a reverse. No good. And Jordan Hamilton rips that one down. Outlet pass to Johnny. Johnny taking it down against two defenders. Goes up on the left side. Shoots it with the right hand. Gets nothing but air, but Cody Mack on the other side rebounds and puts it in. Cody now with 14, and the T-Jacks extend their lead to 38-17. Pass nearly stolen by Christensen. Brought down. Backick right in front of us. Considered a three. Defended by Johnny Samuelson. Pass inside to Matt Ritter in the three-point lane. Shot no good. Jordan Hamilton gets it. Outlet pass to Cody Mack. Cody takes it against Pat Moran, and there's going to be, I believe, a reach-in foul from behind, or maybe the ball was just knocked loose. See what the call is here. Foul. That's a foul on Pat Moran, reaching in from behind. His third, according to my very unofficial book here. Fifth on the team, according to the scoreboard. We'll take that one. And the T-Jacks getting ready to run their football play. They all go into their stance at half court and charge up as Johnny slaps the ball. Mark Newton gets free underneath, receives the pass, goes up, and he's fouled there by Lumen Christie. Mark Newton going to the line now for two. That foul against Ted Strugulewski, his third. Mark Newton ventured in there among the trees and came away with two free shots at the stripe. He bounces once, puts it up, rolls around and off, no good. Mark with 2 points thus far in this one. He'll get one more. Substitution now as Hugh Strugulewski comes in, replacing Pat Moran. Looks like Matt Freeman getting ready to come back in again. Mark's second shot is up and good. 3 points on the night for Mark Newton. And T-Jacks lead 39-17. Lumen Christie brings the ball across the timeline. And a traveling call there. Justin Teal hesitated at the in the half-court circle, painted blue here. No logo, just a plain blue circle. And he picked up his dribble, hesitated, and was called for the turnover. 2:20 to go in the third quarter. And here for the first time tonight, we see Josiah Mack entering the game. Christian Christensen has a seat. Christian with 8 points. Good work on the boards. Cody Mack inbounds to Johnny. Johnny dribbles the ball deliberately, dishes it to the foul line to Jordan Hamilton. He pivots, gives it back to Johnny. He's got an open two, uncontested, puts it up and good. Johnny finally reaching double figures, usually has that in the first 5 minutes, has 10 points on the night. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 42-17 T-Jack. Nice drive down by Backick as he went behind the back, reverse dribble, passed all the T-Jack defenders and laid it in. And now we have a quick, there's a travel call. Not sure if that was on Cody Mack or Johnny Samuelson. Cody gave a quick dish to Johnny, and they called the travel almost as the pass was in the air. Pressure now at half court by Johnny and Cody. Teal takes it down. Avery Samuelson loses his footing. And there's going to be a foul called on Johnny Samuelson. And Justin Teal will go to the line for two. Try to catch up my points here. Backick, I show, with 7 now for Lumen Christie. Teal at the line. He's scoreless on the night. 1:36 to play, third quarter. His first shot is up and no good. Danced on the front of the rim and dropped off. He'll have one more. Matt Freeman's checked back in for Lumen Christie. For the T-Jacks, we have Avery, Jordan, Cody, Johnny, and Josiah on the floor. Second shot is up, no good. Jordan with the rebound. Outlets to Johnny across the timeline. He drives in, goes between the round the defender, lays it up, and gets the roll. 12 points for Johnny Samuelson. 44-19, T-Jacks. A minute 23 to play here in the third quarter. Backick dribbles the ball between his legs, right then left. Comes to the right wing. Passes in inside for Hugh Strugulewski. And the referee calls a foul on the loose ball foul on Avery Samuelson. He said he was boxing out. She said, that's not boxing out. So Avery goes back on defense. Here's an inbounds pass by Teal to Backick. Teal, nice, swatted away from behind by Avery on a nice block there. Teal runs the ball down, kicks it over to Backick, launches the three. Avery almost gets that one, but Backick hits it. Nice shot over Avery Samuelson, 44-22. The T-Jacks have doubled up. Lumen Christie now with under a minute to play in the third quarter. Johnny Samuelson reverses dribble, goes in, puts it up and under. No good, but he draws the foul, and he'll go to the line for two. That foul was on Seth Backick. And we've got Seth down for, that'll be his first. He has 10 points on the night to lead the Lumen Christie scores. Johnny Samuelson goes to the line for two with 49 seconds to play in the third period. Drops the first one through. He'll have one more. Mark Newton checks back into the game for King Cove. Jordan Hamilton takes a seat. Johnny's second one is up and good. Nothing but net. Johnny with 8 in the quarter, 14 for the game. And the T-Jacks lead 46-22 as they seek their 10th straight win to open the season here tonight. Here's a long lob in the corner. Goes down underneath for Ritter, and he's going to be fouled by Avery Samuelson. Avery going for a career high in fouls. We've got him down for three here. And Matt Ritter will go to the line for two. 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. King Cove 46. Lumen Christie 22. Ritter's shot is up and good. 46-23, T-Jacks. He'll have one more. Dribbles the ball. Sights the basket. Puts it up short. Rebound by Mark Newton in the lane. Mark reverses dribble at the half-court line. Goes through the blue circle. Kicks it over to Johnny on the left wing. Johnny backs out towards half court. He's defended there by Justin Teal. Gets it down to Avery. Avery launches a three. No good. Around and out. Here comes Backick with a nice dribble. He's going to go all the way. Fouled by Johnny Samuelson. The shot is no good. With 12.6 seconds to play, Seth Backick will go to the line to shoot two. Johnny tried to get up for the block, but Backick did a good job of putting his body between the ball and the defender. And he'll get two left-handed charity tosses, and the first one is good. Backick with 11. Second one is up. No good. That one went down and came back out. 46-24. Under 10 seconds of play. Johnny goes behind the back, crosses the timeline, between the legs, goes right, leaves the defender in the dust, puts up a jumper, rolls around, no good. Rebound by Josiah Mack at the buzzer, no good. Josiah got the rebound, went up, put it off the glass from about 5 feet there on the left block, rolled around the rim and out. So at the end of three quarters, King Cove T-Jacks 46, Lumen Christie 24, and we'll be back with you in 60 seconds.
All righty. Thanks so much, Rob. We'll get a little bit of music in there, and we'll be right back with you.
All right. Thanks, Virgil.
Back with Rob Lanham in Anchorage, Alaska at Lumen Christie. How's it going, Rob?
Good. Virgil just starting the fourth quarter of play here. King Cove inbounds the ball. Mark Newton takes a long three from the right corner but misses it. Seth Backick comes back strong and lays it in from the left side. Lumen Christie cuts the lead to 46-26. A long length of the court pass there by Cody Mack, but he threw it too long. And it goes out of bounds back over to Lumen Christie. T-Jacks by 20, 7:32 to play here in the game. The pass down the corner, Justin Teal right in front of us, lobs it into Matt Ritter. He goes over Josiah Mack, and he puts it in. Matt Ritter now with 5, 46-28. No quit in these Lumen Christie boys. They're fighting hard to the end despite being down by 20. Johnny Samuelson dribbles, lays the ball to Josiah Mack for a 10-foot jumper off the rim. No good to the left. Chases down his own rebound, gets it to Avery kicks it over to Cody on the left wing. Cody just double dribbled. They called it traveling, but it was a double dribble. As he bounced the ball, faked a pass, and then bounced it again. I'm sure that Coach Ralph Lindquist is going to have a lot of instruction for his team after this one. Haven't looked particularly sharp here. Lumen Christie with the ball back down to Ritter. Nice block by Josiah Mack. Ritter gets the ball back, puts it up over Josiah Mack. He has 7 points, and it's suddenly a 16-point game. T-Jacks 46, Lumen Christie 30. 6:45 to play. Johnny drives the lane, gives it off to Josiah. He goes up, puts it in off the glass, and draws the foul. Fouled there by Seth Backick. Nice play by Josiah as he went up and used his body as a shield so he could get the shot up. And drew the foul from behind while putting the shot in off the glass. First 2 points of the game for Josiah Mack. He'll have one shot here to attempt the old-fashioned three-point play. His foul shot is up and good. A three-point play by Josiah, extending the T-Jacks lead to 19, 49-30, with 6:39 to play. Pat Moran, Ted Sturgalewski, both check back in for Lumen Christie, along with Seth Backick, Matt Ritter, and Justin Teal. Cody Mack, Johnny Samuelson, Drake Newman now checks in for the T-Jacks. Jordan Hamilton and Mark Newton round out the rookies. Backick goes up with a left-hander and drops it in over Hamilton. Nice shooter's roll there by Backick. He's got 15 now. Johnny goes in 1-on-5, broke down the defense, and then put a pass over for Drake Newman, but off his hand out of bounds. Jordan Hamilton goes back to the bench. Josiah Mack checks back in. A quick word of instruction there from Coach Lindquist. And Backick brings the ball up for Lumen Christie. Takes an open three from the top of the key. Nothing but air on that one as he shot it off to the right. Backick, a left-handed shooter. Ball bounces out of bounds to the T-Jacks. Mark Newton inbounds to Johnny Samuelson with 6:10 to play in the fourth quarter. 49-32, T-Jacks holding a 17-point lead. Johnny splits the defense, dishes it to Josiah Mack, takes a jumper, now goes up with one. Oh, off the backboard, spins around the rim and out. Rebounded there by Sturgalewski. Off the back, he's going to go down 1-on-3. Up, no good, and the rebound is grabbed by Ritter, who puts it up and in. He just took that rebound away from a T-Jacks player. Matt Ritter now with 9. Johnny Samuelson drives, goes up and under, lays it. Oh, and they call it traveling. That was not a good call. Traveling called for the 400th time in this one tonight. So no basket for the T-Jacks. Lumen Christie with the ball. Teal drives in, puts it up. No good. Fouled by, looks like, Josiah Mack there. Actually, the foul's going to go against Drayton Newman. That'll be Dre's first. Team seventh. Justin Teal will go to the line to shoot two with 5:29 to play in the fourth quarter. King Cove T-Jacks 49, Lumen Christie 35 now. As Teal drops the first one through for his first point of the game. Dribbles the ball, puts up the second one. Good. And it's a 13-point game. So what was a 24-point King Cove lead has been sliced almost in half. And the T-Jacks need to wake up and snap out of it here. Johnny gets the ball to Josiah, to Cody. Lobs it out to Mark Newton on the left wing. Back top to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny goes between the legs, lobs it. His pass is intercepted by Matt Ritter. 2-on-1 break for Lumen Christie. He gets it underneath. Nice fake there by Justin Teal, and he lays it in. 11-point game. 11 points. The T-Jacks have a game on their hands. Drake Newman with the ball. What's the call? And they call Cody Mack for an illegal screen. We're learning all kinds of things about officiating in this one. And the ball goes back to Lumen Christie, down by just 11 with 4:46 to play. Pass over to Teal. From Backick, he drives the lane. Now Backick gets it to Sturgalewski. His shot is up, no good. Rebound bounces around. Backick comes down with it, dribbles, goes up and under, and scores. And it's under 10, 49-40. T-Jacks with the lead, 4:20 to play. Jordan Hamilton goes to the scorer's bench to check back in. Johnny Samuelson with the spin, goes up, puts up a 12-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Lumen Christie. Seth Backick drives down against several defenders, puts the ball up and in. Backick now with 19. He'll go to the line to try the three-point play. That foul was on, I believe, Mark Newton. Christensen and Hamilton check back in for the T-Jacks, replacing Mark Newton and Drayton Newman. 7-point game with 4:02 to play. Lumen Christie has come out here with an impressive performance here in the fourth quarter. The foul shot is up and good, and it's a 6-point game. Timeout on the floor by Ralph Lindquist with 4:02 to play. King Cove T-Jacks 49, Lumen Christie 43. We'll keep it right here for you. I didn't note the score at the end of the third quarter. I believe it was 46-24 T-Jacks, and they've been outscored 19-3 here in the fourth quarter. The only points for the T-Jacks on a three-point play by Josiah Mack. So they did have 46, and I believe it was 46-22 perhaps after three quarters. So all of a sudden here, this Lumen Christie team has come charging from behind. King Cove has blown big leads in the past, although usually it's a result of foul trouble. Last year they lost a 20-point lead in the regional championship game at New Haven, falling to New Haven in that one in overtime. And that defeat has left a bitter taste in the mouth of Coach Ralph Lindquist and the T-Jack team. And if they don't wake up and snap out of this one, they're going to get a repeat here delivered to them in one quarter. Back to live action now. Christian inbounds the ball to Johnny. He brings it across against the 2-3 zone. Gets it over to Christian. Down to Cody on the right wing. Cody dribbles to the top. Gives it to Josiah Mack. Josiah gives it to Johnny. Into Jordan. Jordan turns around, pivots, looking for somebody. Gets Johnny on the left wing. Johnny drives, fakes a shot, lobs it back out for Josiah. Josiah backs out and gives the ball to Johnny. Johnny's going to draw a reach-in foul there on Justin Teal. And that's going to put King Cove in the bonus. Justin Teal with his third foul. Team's ninth now. And Johnny will go to the line for a 1-1. Got us a ball game here, folks. 3:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Johnny knocks down the first foul shot. Big free throw there for King Cove. Johnny's first point of the quarter. He has 15 on the game. 50-43 T-Jacks. Johnny dribbles, sights, and makes the second one. And we've got another timeout on the floor. Not sure who called that one. Looks like a 30-second variety stoppage in play here with 3:35 to play. King Cove T-Jacks 51, Lumen Christie Archangels 43. Lumen Christie on a fourth quarter tear here as they've outscored the T-Jacks 21-5 in the fourth quarter. And really show no signs of slowing down. I think Coach Lindquist may have called this second timeout as well just to try to stem the tide of the momentum. As Lumen Christie seems to be making everything they throw up. And King Cove needs to ratchet up the defense. On the floor for the T-Jacks, Jordan, Josiah, Johnny, Christian, and Cody. Backick brings the ball across the line for Lumen Christie. Looks inside at Turgulewski, who passed up an open shot. Backick gets it back, drives the lane, puts it on the wing to Pat Moran. Pat Moran kicks it over to Justin Teal, fakes a three, drives right side, goes up over Hamilton, throws up an air ball, rebounded by Josiah Mack. Gets it off to Cody Mack. Cody goes over to the left hand, tries to pass it in for Christensen, stolen away there by Lumen Christie. Backick brings it up behind the back, drives in the lane, goes down the left side, lays it up and in. Somebody's got to put a body on that boy. Backick now with 22. And the lead is 6 again as the clock ticks under 3 minutes. T-Jacks 51, Lumen Christie 45. Johnny lobs the ball to Jordan, who throws the ball out of bounds. The confusion there on the right side between Johnny Samuelson and Cody Mack. Avery Samuelson checks back in, replacing Josiah Mack. 2:47 to play. Two possession game right now. Lumen Christie with a three could cut it to one. Teal with the ball. Gets it over to Moran. He launches a three. No good. Long rebound. Goes out to Bakic. He drives in, draws the foul. The shot goes up and in, but it's the foul will be called on the ground. And there's a foul on Johnny Samuelson, and that should result in free throws, two free throws, actually. You know, the scoreboard shows 10 team fouls on the T-Jacks, but the referees are saying 1-1 for Bakic. His first shot is up and good. Bakic now with 23. The lead is 5. Second shot is up and rolls around. No good. The rebound tied up there and loose. The crowd behind us begging for every call. Now we got a pushing foul on Johnny Samuelson, a loose ball foul, actually, and Bakic will go back to the line. Johnny's fourth now. Nothing going King Cove's way in this fourth quarter. Bakic puts up the first one, and it's good. 51-47. T-Jack's lead has been whittled to 4. Second shot up by the left-hander. Short rebound by Jordan Hamilton. He gets it to Johnny Samuelson. King Cove needs to run some clock or something. Johnny driving in the middle. Bounce pass for Avery. His shot is no good. Rebound taken there by Strugaluski. Gets it off to Bakic. King Cove rushed that one. He throws it down right in front of us for Justin Teal. Fakes, drives around up over Hamilton and lays it in. Up over Jordan Hamilton. Teal with 6 points. It's a two-point ball game. Not believing what we're seeing here, folks. The clock ticks down. 2 minutes to play. Johnny drives in against Strugaluski and lays it up with the left hand and good. Saw a lane and took it. 53-49. The crowd getting into it now. Bakic comes down, drives up over Avery Samuelson. His shot no good. Ball is loose. Grabbed there by Avery Samuelson with a long outlet pass. And Pat Moran runs it down. What do we have here? And we're going to have a pushing foul on Cody Mack, I believe. Ill-advised pass there by Avery. Didn't really have anything there. And Pat Moran will go to the line. Should be shooting 2. 53-49 T-Jacks. 1:41 to play in the fourth quarter. T-Jacks getting a good test here as Lumen Christie has come up with an amazing fourth quarter rally. Moran's shot is up, off the back of the iron, no good. Whew. Breathe a sigh of relief after that one, but a lot of time left, folks. King Cove not being smart with the basketball. Lumen Christie taking advantage of every opportunity. One shot for Moran. He dribbles 4 times, bends the ball, dribbles again, bends his knees, launches it, and that one's good. Moran now with 4 points on the game, and it's 53-50 T-Jacks. With 1:37 to play, Johnny takes it across the timeline, reverses dribble, loses it, gets it back, drives in the lane, goes up for a 2, no good. The rebound tipped in the corner, Johnny runs it down. What do we have? The officials called something, blew a whistle. Not sure what for. It looks like it's going to be T-Jack's ball out of bounds, but I'm not sure what the call was there. All right, ball handed to Johnny. He inbounds to Mark Newton. Mark gets it to Cody at the top. Cody goes left side, hands it to Johnny. Johnny finds an opening, drives the lane, goes up, dishes it off to Cody. Cody lays it up and in from the left side with the right hand. 2 points for Cody. He's got 16 on the game. The T-Jacks lead by 5 with 1:10 to go. Here's the pass right in front of us to Pat Moran. He's defended by Christensen. His pass is intercepted by Cody Mack. Cody gets it to Johnny, and Johnny is now fouled by Moran with a reach-in with exactly 1 minute to play. Fourth foul on Moran. Johnny Samuelson to go to the line. Should be shooting 2. Yes, he will be shooting 2. T-Jacks 55, Lumen Christie 50. And it looks like maybe Moran fouled out there. Jordan Hamilton comes over to congratulate Moran on a good ball game. It's a custom here in Alaska High School basketball, when the opposing player fouls out, whenever it doesn't interrupt the flow of the game, the other players go over and congratulate them. Johnny dribbles, sights, puts it up and in. Johnny now with 19 points in the game. His second toss is up and good. 20 points for the game. The T-Jacks lead is up to 7 now, 57-50. And there's a full timeout on the floor called, I believe, by Coach Ralph Lindquist as he readies his squad for this last minute of action. Finally got us a ball game tonight, folks, here at Lumen Christi High School in South Anchorage. Rob Lanham with you on KSDP Radio, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, and live streaming on the Internet. Thanks again to Kells Hetherington and Virgil Porter for their work in the studio to bring you these ball games this week. And we'll continue with coverage tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, Lord willing, as we go down to Bristol Bay for the Sockeye Classic. And we'll be featuring the two teams from King Cove, the Rookies and the T-Jacks, as well as the Sandpoint Eagles. And we're looking forward to bringing you lots of exciting Lucians Eastboro high school basketball action over the next few days. The bench players for Lumen Christi exhorting the crowd here with 1 minute left to play. 57-50, T-Jacks with the lead. Backett brings the ball up, pressured by Samuelson and Cody. He dribbles it into the lane. It's on the floor. He goes up, and he's going to draw a foul on somebody. Let's see what we got here. Foul is on Mark Newton. And Backick, a very sure free throw shooter, will go back to the line for two left-hand tosses with 51.6 to play. His first shot is up and good. Backick now 25. He leads all scorers. Second shot is up. No good. And the rebound is tapped by Johnny Samuelson in the corner, recovered by Ritter. Back to Backick, and he puts it in. So a four-point game with 41 seconds to go. Johnny Samuelson is fouled there by Seth Backick. And Johnny will go to the line for two. 39.3 seconds to play here at Lumen Christi High School. The King Cove T-Jacks 57, Lumen Christi Archangels 53. Johnny at the line for two. He dribbles and puts up the first one. Bounces off, no good, off the right. Johnny short-armed that one, maybe feeling a little bit of the pressure. This is the closest game the T-Jacks have had all season. The crowd starts pounding their feet on the bleachers. His second shot is up and good. The King Cove crowd responds just as loudly, cheering for that one. Backett brings the ball up against double-team pressure. Cody Mack at half-court, he goes behind the back. Cody deflects the pass and out of bounds. It'll be Lumen Christi ball with 29.3 to play. T-Jacks 58, Lumen Christi 53. Hugh Sturgaluski will inbound on the far side. He gets it into Backick. Backick's been a one-man wrecking crew here in the fourth quarter. He gets the ball into Sturgaluski. Ted with the off the glass and rolls around out. No good. And now the rebound by Matt Ritter is no good. Jordan Hamilton tips it out and goes down hard. The ball goes to Lumen Christi, and they throw up an air ball on the three-pointer. And the ball will go to the T-Jacks. Jordan up rubbing his shoulder. He's going to be all right. 15.9 to play. Mark Newton inbound the ball for the T-Jacks. He gets it into Cody Mack. Cody fakes and dribbles directly at me, and Cody's going to be fouled, and I get a free basketball. Cody fouled by number 24, Matt Ritter, as the ball rolled right over to our table. Kicked it back in. I might get called for traveling. And we're going to have Cody Mack, number 13, going to the line for the T-Jacks. 13.2 to play. T-Jacks with a five-point lead. Seems to be a safe lead, but after what we've seen in this fourth quarter, I'm not counting it down yet. Cody's shot is up, but no good. He'll have one more. 31 points in this fourth quarter for Lumen Christi. 31-12 for the T-Jacks. Cody's second shot is up, rolls around and out, no good. Rebounded by Sturgaluski. Coach Marlon Cunez for Lumen Christi calls a quick timeout with 12.2 seconds to play. So they're still in it. Two-possession game, 58 for the T-Jacks, 53 for Lumen Christi. Take a deep breath, folks, and get ready for the final 12.2 seconds of this one. It just looked like Lumen Christi got aggressive on the offensive end in this fourth quarter, started hitting all their shots, really put the ball in the hands of Seth Backick, and he's taken over. Seth with, 27 points on the night. 9 points for Matt Ritter, 6 points for Justin Teal, all in this quarter. Matt Ritter now inbound the ball at the other end of the court. Cody Mack will be applying defensive pressure to Seth Backick. And Backick gets the ball from Ritter. Johnny meets him at half court. Now Johnny drops back under 10 seconds. Cody applying good defense against Backick. Here's a long shot from the corner. In and out. Rebounded by Johnny Samuelson. Johnny with the dribble. And that's the game, folks. Time runs out as Lumen Christy attempted to foul Johnny Samuelson. And the T-Jacks and the King Cove faithful in the stands breathe a collective sigh of relief as the T-Jacks survive a 31-12 fourth quarter run by Lumen Christy. And they cut a 24-point deficit to 5, actually had it down to a one-possession game before a couple of key free throws by the T-Jacks seal this one. So we'll go down through the scoring for the T-Jacks tonight as they move their record to 10-0 on the season. Smiles from Johnny and Cody and Jordan as they line up to congratulate Lumen Christy on definitely the toughest test that our hometown boys have seen yet this season. And the scoring tonight for the T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson, the leading scorer. Johnny had 21. Cody Mack, nice game for Cody's. He had 16. Jordan Hamilton with 3. Josiah Mack with 3. Christian Christensen with 8, all in the first half. Avery Samuelson opened the game with a 3. And Mark Newton also had 3 to round out the scoring for your King Cove T-Jacks. So once again, the final scores tonight from this Aleutians Eastboro basketball doubleheader featuring the King Cove rookies and the King Cove T-Jacks at Lumen Christy. In game one, the King Cove rookies 51, Lumen Christy 21, as they run their record to 4-1 with their fourth straight victory for Coach Connie Newton's squad. And in the nightcap, an exciting game as Lumen Christy outscores the King Cove T-Jacks 31-12 in the fourth quarter, but still comes up on the short end of a 58-53 T-Jack win. The T-Jacks move their record to 10-0 as both teams get ready to head down to Bristol Bay for the Sockeye Classic tomorrow. And stay tuned to KSDP Radio in Sandpoint and King Cove for information on game times and broadcasts that will be available. I want to thank Kels Hetherington and Virgil Porter for their work in the studio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Continue to pass the word. Let people know the games are being broadcast live. And we like hearing from you, and we hope that you enjoy these broadcasts on KSDP. Once again, the final score for the rookies, 51-21, King Cove with the win. And for the T-Jacks, 58-53, as the T-Jacks stay. Lumen Christy outscores the King Cove T-Jacks 31-12 in the fourth quarter, but still comes up on the short end of a 58-53 T-Jack win. The T-Jacks move their record to 10-0 as both teams get ready to head down to Bristol Bay for the Sockeye Classic tomorrow. And stay tuned to KSDP Radio in Sandpoint and King Cove for information on game times and broadcasts that will be available. I want to thank Kels Hetherington and Virgil Porter for their work in the studio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Continue to pass the word. Let people know the games are being broadcast live. And we like hearing from you, and we hope that you enjoy these broadcasts on KSDP. Once again, the final score for the rookies, 51-21, King Cove with the win. And for the T-Jacks, 58-53, as the T-Jacks stay undefeated at 10-0. We'll be back with you tomorrow at a time to be determined from Bristol Bay. Until then, this is Rob Lanham from Lumen Christy High School in South Anchorage. Good night, everyone.
Thank you so much, Rob. And